Thank you for the privilege of gathering to this evening or on the other time, where whatever it is. We thank you for getting together, and we thank you that you have promised to teach us.
其实啊，我们感谢您呢，我们今天有这样的时间聚在一起，那也感谢您呢，就是说是您一直以来教导我们，所以您允许要教导我们，我们今天晚上祷告，您会教导我们。
And that's why we've come tonight, Lord. We've come to learn the truth of God.
所以这就是我们今天为什么要来，主要我们来学习神的真理。
And unless the Holy Spirit of God teaches us, we'll just be wasting our time, Lord.
对呀，主要除非呢，就是说是您的圣灵教导我们，否则的话呢，我们就是在浪费时间。
And so we pray that you will teach us this evening.
所以我们祷告您今天晚上会教导我们。
But Lord, we pray for others as well. We think of Andrea Lynn, and she's been very sick with cancer and complications for a very long time. We pray that you will be gracious to her and help her.
最主要，我们要为安哲丽祷告。她呢，得癌症呢，还有很多，哎，已经很长时间了，而且很多的并发症。她现在要回家了，她需要您的恩典和帮助。
And we pray that you will, that you will encourage her, that you will help those who are coming to help her. May there be a time of restoration, we pray.
对，求您呢，就是说去鼓励他们，也求您呢鼓励和帮助那些来帮助和看望他的人，愿这个时候呢变成一个和好的时间。
And we think, Lord, of the others with needs. We think of our brethren who are in China, some there on a permanent basis, like those who are with us tonight, some of them, Lord, just visiting. We pray that you'll bless them all.
比如啊，我们也为那些在中国的人祷告，因为他们有些人呢，现在已经长期在中国定居了，就像今天加入我们的，有些呢，这是临时去祷告，我们祈求您来帮助他们。
And we think of those with needs of visa applications and those who have other problems, Lord. We pray that you will meet each person with their needs and bless them in that problem, resolve their problems for them.
所以说，我们也知道呢，有些人呢现在有那个签证的问题，还有其他的一些问题，所以我们就请求您呢帮助他们去解决他们的问题。
And so we give thanks now for your promise to be with us tonight. We pray that you will. You'll pray that you'll give right words and right understanding.
最主要，我们向您献上感恩，因为您的应许与我们同在。我们祷告呢，我们有那个正确的话去讲，正确的理解能力。
And we ask all this now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们祈求这些所有的一切都是奉主耶稣基督的名
Amen.
，Amen。
Well, again, welcome to those who are just joining us. And we're going to be studying tonight in the book of Luke, chapter 15.
也再次欢迎大家所有刚刚加入我们的，我们要学习的是路加福音第15章。
Luke chapter 15.
路加福音第15章. I think we did not finish 14 yet.
We didn't. I thought we did.
We still have 34, 35.
Okay. All right. Let's go back to 14, 34, and 35 then.
我们可以回到那第14章34、35节，我们还没有结束这一章。
It says salt is good, but if the salt has lost its flavor, how shall it be seasoned?
有人讲的呢，盐本是好的，若盐失了味，可用什么叫它再咸呢？
So, salt, as far as we're concerned, has no other value. It is neither fit for the land nor for the dunghill, but men throw it out. He who has ears to hear, let him hear.
你会在田里和会堆在粪里都不合适，只日好丢在外面，有耳可当听，就应当听。
So, the basic teaching of the Bible is that we are the salt of the earth.
因为这个基本的教义是我们是这个地上的盐。
Salt in this context is used to make things taste good.
因为盐在这个地方呢，就是说让那些东西呢味道好吃。
Does the earth today taste good to God?
你今天的地球对神来说是好吃的吗？
And certainly there's much going on in the world today that would distress the Lord. It certainly distresses us.
现在肯定的呢，就是说是地上呢发生的一些事情呢，让主呢那个就是有压力，对我们来说呢也有压力。
What makes the world taste good to God?
因为是怎么样让这个世界让对主来说呢感觉好呢？
And the answer is it's the Christians who's in it.
这答案呢就是基督徒在里面。
And so a lot of other problems out there, but God looks down, he sees the Christian, he rejoices over him, as we'll see in Luke 15, and he says, Praise the Lord.
在这个里面呢，主呢看到地上有很多的让主喜乐的事情发生，就像我们在第15章里就会读到的，我们说呢，赞美主。
So, what is your value? What is your job in the world today?
所以你的价值和你的工作在当今的世界上是什么呢？
Your job is to taste good for God.
你的工作呢是让神呢尝起来好
Well,
味。
that's amazing to think that God could be happy just by looking at me, but it's true.
你这个就是非常神奇。那么说呢，神呢他只是看见我就感到非常高兴，但这是个事实。
But that's only part of the situation. The other part is that God looks at me, God looks at you, and as a consequence, he is happy also with the things that are around us.
这个里面呢，这是另外一件事情。但是同样呢，就当神呢看到你、看到我、看到我们周围的东西的时候呢，他也会感到高兴。
So my job is not only to taste good to God, but to make sure that the environment that I am in is made more pleasant to God because I'm in it than it would be if I weren't.
所以我的工作呢，不仅仅只是说是让我自己，让神呢尝起来好味，同样的要让我进入那个环境，让我周围的，是因为我在里面，这周围的人呢都能让神呢尝起来好味。
So don't be a tasteless Christian. Make sure that when God sees you, he rejoices in you and he says, You taste good to me.
所以呢，要确保你自己呢不会成为一个无味的基督徒，什么味道的乏味的基督徒，让神呢看到你以后呢，他知道呢觉得好味，然后呢，你周围的环境呢也对他来说是好味。
All right, so the question is, what can I do then? In order to make sure that God is happy, that He does taste me and taste good.
那这个里面呢，就是说是，问题是呢，我要做什么才能让神呢，对我来说呢，看起来呢，就是好味道尝我的时候。
So, chapter 15.
第15章。
Chapter 15 is about the three lost things.
第15章呢，是关于丢失的东西。
And the objective in the story is that the lost be found.
你这个里面的这样一个调整呢，就说是，丢失的又找到了。
There's two reasons why the people are lost.
就是两件事情，为什么人会丢失？
One is that they don't know where they are and they're very upset.
第一个呢，就是他们不知道他们在哪里，他们非常的沮丧。
And the other is they're lost because they're hiding.
第二个呢，他们那迷失，那是因为他们躲藏起来了。
Don't be the kind of person who's lost because you're hiding.
不要成为那样的，因为你自己呢，就是说是躲藏起来，成为失丧的人。
All right, so Luke 15 and verse 1.
路加福音第15章第1节。
It says, Then all the tax collectors. And the sinners drew near to him to hear him.
第一节说呢，众税吏和罪人都挨近耶稣，要听他讲道。
It's very interesting. It's very often the bad people who know they're bad who want to hear about the Lord Jesus.
因为这个非常有意思呢。通常那些坏人，他们知道他们是坏人，他们也想听主耶稣基督讲话。
Now, the Pharisees and the scribes, the people who said, we're not bad like they are, those people were saying, this man receives sinners and eats with them.
因为那些呢，法利赛人和文士呢，觉得呢，他说呢，我们没有那些人那么坏，所以呢，他们呢，不想和他们一起靠近耶稣。
So the sinners came to hear him. The Pharisees knew that. They watched from the outside. They were probably listening, but they were very critical. They said, Jesus couldn't be a good man. Look at the people he associates with.
这个里面呢，就是说是那些罪人呢，他们就靠近主耶稣基督。那么说呢，这个时候呢，法利赛人呢，他们可能在外面，他们看着，他们听着，他们说呢，主耶稣，耶稣可能不是个好人。你看看他们，就是说是和什么人在一起，所以他们对主耶稣非常的挑剔。
So verse 3 says, so he spoke this parable to them, saying,
这个第三节说，那耶稣就用这个比喻对他们说。
So the question is, who are the them of verse 3?
现在就是现在问题是在第三节里，那个他们是谁？
And the answer is probably both groups. He was speaking to the sinners, the tax collectors. But he was also speaking to the Pharisees and scribes, lessons for both in the verses that follow.
这个里面呢，大概呢，就是说是他对两组的人都在同时说话，像税吏和罪人，还有法利赛人和文士，他们呢都在那个听。那么说，接下来这个比喻呢，就适用于他们两类的人。
So, first story, verse 4.
第一个故事第四节。
What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he loses one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one which is lost when he finds it, which is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing.
第四节说呢，那你们中间谁有100只羊，失去一只，不把这99只撇在旷野去找那失去的羊，直到找着呢？找着了，就欢欢喜喜的扛在肩上。
It's thrilling that the Lord Jesus loves the one who is lost.
所以这个对我们来说呢是非常的惊奇的，因为主耶稣呢，他爱那些失散的。
It's very easy for us to say, God wouldn't be interested in me. I'm just a little guy. I've got nothing to claim on him. He's not interested in me.
这个里面呢，就是说是对我们呢是非常容易去说呢，主神呢对我们不感兴趣，我只是个小人物，我在神那里也得到，我得不到什么，所以我对神呢也不感兴趣。
But the teaching of Scripture is that the heart of God goes out to the one who is lost.
就是这个圣经的教导呢，就是说是神的心呢出去寻找那些失丧的人。
And so there are two kinds of lost people. There are those who are lost and don't care, maybe don't know. And then there are those who are lost and do know and are in distress by it.
这个里面呢，就是说是有两类的人。第一类人呢，有可能呢，他们那个失丧了，失丧，但是他们却不关心，或者他们也不知道。另一类呢，他们是失丧了，他们知道他们失丧了，他们很痛苦。
And in particular, therefore, if you're lost, if you've got needs, if you're crying and praying, the Lord Jesus loves you. He's looking out for you. He's seeking you.
所以现在呢，就是说是，如果你失丧呢，那你去祷告，你去呼求，那么说呢，主呢，他爱你，主耶稣爱你呢，他会来寻找你。
So there are 100 in this story. One of them is lost and knows it. And the other 99 are out in the wilderness.
因为这个里面有100只羊，那其中一个呢，他失丧了，他知道他失丧，那么其他的99只呢，却不知道，却在旷野里。
They're not happy in the fold with the shepherd. They're still in the wilderness.
对他们并没有，就是说是在那个牧羊人的羊圈里，高兴地待着，他们仍然待在旷野里。
There's a sense in which they're lost and they don't know it.
所以这个意义上来讲呢，他们失散了，但是他们就不知道。
But the Lord says he will seek after those who are lost and do know it and want to be found. And this story tells that story wonderfully.
所以这个里面的这个故事告诉我们的主呢，想去寻找那个失散的，他也知道他自己失散了，他想被找到。那么说呢，主呢，这个故事呢，奇妙地告诉我们，主去寻找他们。
Now, what does the Lord do to those that he finds who have been lost?
对那个主呢，对那些他找到了已经失散的人的时候，他会做什么呢？
He puts the lamb on his shoulders, rejoicing.
他把羊扛在肩上，大大的喜乐。
When a man or a woman becomes a Christian, who's happy?
当一个男的或者一个女的成为基督徒，谁最高兴呢？
Well, like a little sheep, the lamb is happy.
就像个小羊这样的，那个羊高高兴。
But far more happy is the shepherd.
更高兴的，远远高兴的是那个牧者。
What makes Jesus happy?
怎么可以让主耶稣基督高兴呢？
Well, among other things, the fact that you came to him and you said, Lord Jesus, I need a savior, please, would you save me? And he rejoices and he puts you on his shoulder and he carries you home.
对，除了其他的事情以外呢，就是你来的主耶稣基督那里，你跟主耶稣基督说呢，你说我是个罪人，我需要救主，求你救我。那么说主耶稣基督这个时候呢，就像找到这个失散的羊一样，他把你扛在肩上，扛回家，非常的高兴。
All right, verse 6 says, and when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost.
第六节说呢，回到家就叫朋友邻舍来的，他们说我失去的羊已经找到了，你们和我一同欢喜吧。
So what happened when I became a Christian?
当我成为基督徒以后呢，发生了什么呢？
Well, I think heaven was rejoicing. At that occasion.
我认为天堂在那个时候呢，喜乐。
And I think God called together many of the people in heaven that knew me or knew about me and said, Rejoice, Harold has become a Christian. And I think heaven had a party when I became a Christian.
我认为神呢会把那些就是说是认识我的或者呢知道关于我的事情那些人呢都叫到一起说呢你看二的成为基督徒了，让我们一起欢庆吧。我认为天上有一个大的欢庆聚会。
And I think heaven had a party when you became a Christian.
我认为呢就是当你成为基督徒的时候，天上也有一个欢庆的聚会。
Frankly, I think there's lots of parties going on in heaven. Many people are becoming Christians, and I think there's lots of parties for Christians to attend in heaven.
对，我认为呢，在天上呢，坦率地说呢，有很多欢庆的聚会发生。如果说你去了天堂以后呢，基督徒呢，可以参加很多很多欢庆的聚会。
Heaven is a happy place because lost sheep get found and all heaven rejoices.
所以呢，天堂是一个幸福的地方，因为失去的羊被找到以后呢，整个天堂都喜乐欢欣。
What kind of rejoicing? Verse 7.
这是什么样的喜乐呢？在第七节里，
I say to you that likewise, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents. Then over 99 just persons who need no repentance.
你接着说，我告诉你们，一个罪人悔改，在天上也要这样为他欢喜，叫比一位99个不用悔改的义人欢喜更大。
Have you ever met a just person who needs no repentance?
你有没有碰到任何的就是公义的人，他不需要悔改呢？
Well, from God's perspective, the answer is no.
其实神的角度去看呢，那个答案是从来没有。
But from the perspective of the individual, there's all manner of them. They say, I'm pretty good guy. I don't need to repent. I don't need God. I don't need Jesus. And they carry on their own way.
你认为呢？从那个人的角度去看呢，有很多人呢，他们从各种方面呢，觉得呢，我就是个很好很好的人，我不需要悔改，我不需要耶稣，我不需要神，因此呢，他们走自己的路。
And some of them are nice people, and they help others, and they pay their taxes. It's just that they're ignoring God, and they're lost. They just don't know it.
其实我们有些人呢，他们是一些非常好的人，他们去帮助别人，去正常缴税，但是呢，他们却不知道他们那个事实上呢，因为他们不理神。
So the question is, who are these just people who need no repentance?
第一个问题是谁是这些义人呢？不需不用悔改了。
Well, they're like the Pharisees. They look at what's going on. They see Jesus with the sinners, and they mock him, and they mock them, and they say, we're better than that. And they say, we're the just people. We don't need repentance.
所以答案是这些法利赛人和文士们，他们看到主耶稣基督和罪人和税吏在一起呢，说呢他们都是这些坏人，他和坏人在一起，那么呢，你看我们都是些好人，所以我们是不用悔改的这样的罪好人。
And so Jesus is saying here to the Pharisees, you don't think you need repentance, but I'm going to tell you, I'm happier over those who are lost and are found than I am for you who pretend you're not lost.
因为主耶稣基督在这里跟他们说呢，你们觉得你们是不用悔改的义人，那么说我要告诉你，我对那个世上的人呢，就是他们一个人悔改的，就比对你们这些就是不悔改的义人来说呢，我要欢喜更大。
How foolish for us to pretend that we're not lost, that we don't need the Savior. All of us are sinners. We all know it. We just pretend that we don't really care about that.
因为这个就是说，这是多么的愚蠢呢？就是觉得我们是没有失丧，也意识不到说呢，我们不需要救主，我们也不需要悔改。但所有人都是罪人，我们所有人都知道，只是我们不关心而已。
Well, that's story number one.
这是第一个故事。
So what is story number two?
那么第二故事是什么呢？
Verse 8. It says, Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she lose one coin, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and seek diligently until she finds it?
第八节说，或是一个女人有十块银子，若失落一块，岂不点上灯，打扫屋子，细细地找，直到找着吗？
So this is another kind of lostness.
这是另外一种是丢失。
This is a lostness of, it's an inanimate coin. It's almost the picture of someone or thing that's lost who doesn't even know it.
因为里面讲到的呢，就是说是一块银钱，他讲到这个失丧的呢，只是讲到呢以某件事情或某个人呢，他呢失丧了，他却不知道。
To whom is it important that this coin is lost?
所以对谁来说呢？这个银币丢失呢是重要的呢？
Well, not so much important to the coin, but certainly important to the one who owns the coin.
因此呢，肯定呢，对这个银币来说呢，他不关心这件事情，都是那个拥有这块银币的人才会担心。
And so this is a picture of the fact that the Lord Jesus reaches out to all people, even those who don't know they're lost. He reaches out to them he hunts, he sweeps, he seeks diligently to find all who are lost.
所以这个里面呢，就是从这个意义上来讲呢，主耶稣基督呢，他去接触所有的失丧的人，就算那些不知道他已经失丧的主呢，他呢会去猎获他们，会去寻求他们，会去寻找他们，直到找到。
Verse 9, And when she has found it, she calls her friends and neighbors together, saying, Rejoice with me, for I have found the piece that was lost. Likewise, I say to you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents.
就是说找着了，就叫朋友，您说来说，我失落的那块银子已经找着了，你们和我一同欢喜吧。同样，我告诉你们，一个罪人悔改，在神的众天使面前也是这样为他欢喜。So
this coin that is lost is like a sinner who repents.
这个失去的这个银子，就是相当于一个那个，就是罪人他悔改了。And
again, the logic of the passage is that God loves you, God loves me, and God loves the sinners that we love, and he longs to see them saved. He will seek them. He will search them. You and I will pray that he will find them.
这个里面的这个从这个意义上来讲呢，就是神呢，他呢就是爱所有的人，他呢就是让那些失去的人呢，他会去寻找他，他会去就是说是不断的寻，直到寻到啊找着他们，那就到处去寻求去寻找，那么说直到他找着了，所以呢你我都要去祷告，主呢就会找到那些失丧的人。
What is it that describes the coin that was lost and found?
因为这个里面那些是在这个失丢失的银子和找到的这个里面描述了什么呢？
That coin at the end of verse 10 is that coin is one sinner who repents.
所以这个里面呢，就是在第十节里讲到一个罪人悔改。
The great need in all of us is to repent. To acknowledge we're sinners, to repent before the Lord.
因为我们讲的呢，就是说是最大的事情呢，就是说一个罪人呢，他悔改，你要在主面前悔改。Now
many of the sinners, the publicans, tax collectors, those who were listening to it, they said, "That's me. I'm a sinner. I want to be a found coin."
因为就是那些呢，就是税吏和那些收税的人，那些就是说是啊，他们呢就觉得呢，就是我是那样丢失的那块银子，我想要被找到，我要悔改。But
the Pharisees and the scribes, they didn't say that. They didn't want to be found, and they weren't found. How tragic.
法利赛人和文士他们就不那样去说，他不想被找到，他们呢也不会被找到，这是多么大的一个悲剧。
And so these are the introductory stories, but the third story is about two sons, and that is the most important, the clearest story. That's verse number 11.
这前面两个故事呢，只是一个前奏，介绍一下。那么这更重要的故事呢，就是说是那个两个儿子，两个失丧的儿子。那么说呢，这个里面呢，就是最重要的一部分，第十一节。
Then he said a certain man had two sons.
因为第十一节，耶稣又说一个人有两个儿子。And
as the story unfolds, we're going to find that one son is like these sinners. That we read about in verse 1.
因为这个里面呢，就是说是啊，那个我们这个故事呢，我们发现有两个罪人，其中呢一个呢，就像第一节讲到的那样的一个罪人。
And the other son is like the Pharisees and scribes that we read about in verse 2.
另外就是另外一个呢，就两个呢，另外一个儿子就像法利赛人和文士，我们在第二节里读到的。
And it's thrilling to me that God loves both the sinners and the Pharisees and scribes. It's just that the sinners are more likely to embrace him. And the Pharisees and scribes, they sit back and they say, I'm pretty good. I don't need God.
所以我们就是感到惊奇的是呢，神呢爱就是我们这些罪人和法利赛人和文士同时爱，就是说是，就是第原因呢，就是说是那些罪人呢，他们呢拥抱神，就是我们需要神，需要救助。法利赛人说呢，我们是很好的人，我们不需要神，我们需要救助。
All right, so carrying on now, verse 12. And the younger of these sons said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me. And so the father divided to them his livelihood.
第十二节说，那小儿子的父亲说："父亲，请你把我应得的财产分给我。"他父亲就把财产分给他们。
It seems like a pretty bad son to me.
这个对我来说是一个非常坏的儿子。
He basically says to his father, "Father, when you die, I'm going to get half of your wealth. And the problem is that you don't die very soon. I don't want to have to wait till you're an old man. I want to spend my inheritance now."
这个人基本上说呢，就说是父亲了，就是当你死了以后呢，我会得到你一半的财产，但是你看起来现在还死不了，我不想等你等到你年纪长了以后，死了以后再得我的遗产，我现在就要得我那一部分财产。
He's basically saying to his father, "Dad, I wish you were dead. If you were dead, I'd have the money. And so I would rather have the money than you." He doesn't say it, but he almost says, "Dad, why don't you go out and die?"
因为里面呢，就是他基本上说呢，就是，爸爸，我希望你马上就死吧，因为你死了以后，我就可以得到这样的钱。所以呢，他基本上呢，就是说是他更关心他的钱，超过关心他的父亲。他虽然没有这么说，他基本上这么说了。他说："父亲，你出去死吧。"
Well, that'd be a terrible thing to say to a father.
这就是对父亲来说是一个可怕的话讲出来。
But you know, many people, I guess it's true, all the people who reject God are saying the same thing to God.
因为我知道呢，就是说是啊，我知道的所有的人，就是他们拒绝了神的人，都说出同样的话对神来。
They're basically saying to God, "God, everything I've got is because you gave it to me. But frankly, I don't want you to be involved in my life anymore."
因为基本上是那神呢，我知道呢，我人生的一切都是您呢赐给我的，但是呢，我不想你在我的人生中占任何的地位。
And so, verse 13, not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, journeyed to a far country, and there wasted his possessions with prodigal or, extravagant and foolish living.
第13节说呢，过了不多几日，小儿子就把他的一切所有的都收拾起来，往远方去呢，在那里任意放荡，浪费资财。
I just marvel. Most people in the world today are happy with the gifts God has given them. They are complaining that he didn't give them more,
这个，
and they never bother to give him thanks or to give him the time of day. They just ignore him. And when the things go wrong, they complain and say, "God, you should have given me more."
让我感到惊奇的呢，这个世界上呢，很多人呢知道呢，神呢赐给他们的一切，但是呢，他们却抱怨神没有赐给他更多，所以呢，他们就是说是。当他们呢，出现人生中出现一问题的时候呢，他们通常呢会去抱怨神没有赐给他们更多，所以他们不为神给赐给他们的东西去感恩，也不是花一点时间和神在一起。
So in the story, how do you think the father felt about all this?
你在这个故事里认为这个父亲的感觉，关于这一切会是什么样子？
Do you think he felt, boy, this guy, he's the salt of the earth. Because he's around, everything's better.
你认为他说："哎呀，这个人呢，他自己呢，他到处去，他呢就是能解决这些问题，他解决这些问题，一切都会变好吗？"
No, this boy wasn't behaving like the salt of the earth at all.
其实这个孩子并不像是这个地上的盐，一点都不像。
All right, so verse 14 says, "When he had spent all that he had, there arose a famine, a severe famine in that land, and he began to be in want."
第14节说呢，既耗尽了一切所有的，又遇着那地方大遭饥荒，就缺乏起来。
I think it's probably true of every life.
我认为在每一个人的人生中都是这样子。
When we're younger, we basically have everything. And as we get older, we find that we've got big needs, big problems in life.
当我们年轻时候呢，我们知道呢，我们拥有一切。那么说呢，当我们年纪长的时候呢，我们就会发现呢，我们在人生里有大大的需要，有大大的麻烦。
I'm amazed how many people in youth get married.
我们那不，我就是说是感到惊奇，是有多少那个就是是年轻人他们不结婚。
And then how many get divorced?
也有好多呢，就是有多少离婚？
Marriage doesn't solve every problem.
你婚姻并不解决一切的问题，
More money doesn't solve every problem.
更多的钱呢也不会解决一切的问题。
More talent, more glory
你更
doesn't solve every problem.
多的特长，更多的荣誉也解决不了一切的问题。
And I think it's true. Most people end up in life with big heartaches.
这个人呢，我知道，大多数人呢，在他们人生终结的时候呢，有一个极大的心痛。
And the question is, what do you do? What do others do when the big heartaches of life descend?
因为就问题是呢，你会怎么做？其他人会怎么做？当这个极大的痛心的事情发生的时候。
Well, verse 15 and 16 explains how severe these heartaches became.
第15节和第16节解释了这个痛心有多么的严重。
Then he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his field to feed pigs or swine. And he would gladly have filled his stomach with the pods that the pigs ate, and no one gave him anything.
15节说呢，于是就去投靠那地方的一个人，那人叫他到田里去放猪，他恨不得拿猪所吃的豆荚充饥，也没有人给他。
Is this a bad thing or a good thing?
这是件好事还是坏事呢？
Well, it was certainly an unpleasant thing for this young man.
你肯定说呢，对这个年轻人来说，不是一件愉快的事。
But it was a good thing in the sense that he came to his senses.
对这个里面就是是，这是一件事情呢，一件好事情呢，他呢开始呢有点那个理智了。
So verse 17 says, when he came to himself or came to his senses, or finally understood and pondered what a terrible mess he was in.
这个第17节告诉我们呢，他终于醒悟过来了，就是说他开始呢理智了。当他考虑到他所处在的这样的一个情况下的时候，
Verse 17 goes on, it says, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger?
17节说呢，他醒悟过来就说呢，我父亲有多少谷穗口粮有余，我都在这里饿死吗？
Very often, bad times are good in the sense that they help us to think clearly.
那通常呢，就是这个糟糕的时间呢，可以帮助一个人呢去清醒的思考。
And this man says, I was way better off when I was a son. Even my servants, even the servants in my father's house, we're way better off when I was the son than I am now.
对这个儿子说呢，当我还是在那家做儿子的时候呢，我的情况比这远远的要好得多。就算我父亲的那些仆人的情况呢，都要比我现在的情况远远的好得多。
Now, I think there are many people in the world who end up thinking these thoughts.
因为我认为呢，坦率说，在世界上很多人呢，最终呢，他们都会这样去想。
But verse 18 says, I will arise and go to my father and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you.
18节说呢，我要起来到我父亲那里去，我要向他说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。
Is that easy to do?
这个是容易做这件事情吗？
Do you find it really easy to go to somebody and say, I've got a problem. The problem is me. I was wrong and I wronged you. I apologize to you.
你认为就是说对你自己来说是很容易去找一个人说呢，跟他说呢，你知道吗？我发现了这样的情况，我做错了，我对你做错了很多事情，我要向你道歉。你容易做这件事情吗？
And you know that doesn't happen very often because it hasn't happened to you very often. Very rarely does someone come to you with a deep, sincere apology.
你这个你知道这种情况并不经常发生，是因为呢，这个情况呢，它还没发生在你身上，并没那么经常。在你还没有发现有人经常会跑来跟你说，带着非常的真诚、非常诚恳的向你道歉。
And therefore, don't be surprised if not many people go to God with a deep, sincere apology either.
因为呢，你也不要感到奇怪，也不要感到惊奇，因为呢，就是说是没有很多人去到神那里，深深的、真诚的向神道歉。
Now, Amir has just joined us. Welcome, Amir. Luke chapter 15. And we're reading down in verse number, I guess verse number 18 we finished reading.
因为欢迎阿米尔，阿米尔呢，就是说我们现在在学习《路加福音》第十五章，我们现在学到第十八节。
So verse 18 is the key. He said, "I will arise and go to my father."
因为这个里面就是是第十八节呢，是个关键的一些经文。他说：“我要起来到我父亲那里去。”
How does a person become a Christian?
一个人怎样成为基督徒的
？How does a person get their sins forgiven？
一个人呢，他的罪是怎样得到赦免的
？And these questions are asked all the time, and there's many answers in Scripture, but they all say the same thing.
因为这个问题呢，就是问了很多的次。那么说呢，在圣经里呢，也有很多的答案，但是每一个答案讲的都是同一件事情。
So, verses 18 and 19 again, how to be reconciled to the God that we have offended.
第十八节和第十九节讲到呢，我们怎么样、去到一个我们已经、冒犯了的神那里。
Answer, I will arise and go to my father and will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son, make me like one of your hired servants.
第十八节说，我要起来到我父亲那里去，我要向他说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后我不配称为你的儿子，把我当作一个雇工吧。
What happened to this boy's pride?
所以这个孩子的那个骄傲哪去了？
Well, he lost it all.
因为他全部失掉了骄傲。
What?Did he decide to do? He said, I'm going to tell my father I was wrong, but I want to be in his house.
因为他决定怎么做呢？他说呢，我要向神说呢，我做错了。但是呢，他决定呢，要在神的家里。
And that's how everyone becomes a Christian today.
其实每一个人呢，今天呢，成为基督徒的原因。
We go to the Father. We say, Lord, I was wrong. You were right. I want to be in your house, please.
因为我们来到父神这里，我们说呢，父啊，我错了，您是对的，所以我要在您家里待着，求你。
And that's what I said when I became a Christian. And I believe if you become a Christian, you said something like that too.
因为我相信呢，就是当我成为基督徒的时候呢，我说了这样的话。我也相信，当你成为基督徒的时候呢，你也说过同样的话。
So I said, Lord, I'm just a little boy. I'm a sinner. I know that. I don't want to go my way. I want to go your way. I want to go to your heaven. I don't want you to punish me for my sins. Take away my sins. Keep me from sin. I want to be in your house. That's what I said to God. The night I got saved.
因为我跟主持人呢，我说主要我是个罪人，那就是说是我现在呢，我不想走我自己的路，我要想走您的路，我不想，我要想去您的天堂呢，我不想呢接受您对我的惩罚，所以呢，我现在呢要向您悔改，解释悔改我罪，这就是我向那个我要您做我的父，我要在您家里，这就是我得救时候跟神说的。
I want you to note that there were two phases to this. Verse 18, I will arise and go to my father. Verse 20, and he arose and came to his father.
因为我要提醒大家，这里有两个步骤。第一个步骤呢，在第十八节里说我要起来；第二步呢，就是在第20节里，于是起来。
There are a lot of people in life who say, I should do that. I plan to do that. I will do that. It's just they never get around to it.
因为世界上有很多人呢，他说呢，我本来应该做那件事情，我计划做那件事情，我将要去做那件事情。问题是呢，他们从来没有去做那件事。
He knew he should do it, and so he did it.
他知道他应该去做，所以呢，他做了。
Is there anything in your life that you know you should do, but you just haven't done it?
在你的人生中里有没有任何这样的事儿？你知道你应该做，但是你还没有去做呢？
That's a very real, personal, and powerful question. If you know you should do it, do it.
这是一个非常的私人的，也非常的有力量的问题。如果你知道你应该做，你就去把它做了。
You'll remember the story when the angel came to Joseph in the middle of the night.
大家记得这个故事，当天使呢在半夜来到约瑟这里时候，
And Joseph, the angel said to Joseph, Joseph, you're going to have to go to Egypt because Herod is going to try to kill you and your son. You've got to go to Egypt.
所以你的大家都记得，天使对约瑟说：“约瑟，你要下到埃及去，因为希律呢，他要杀掉你和你的儿子，所以你应该去下到埃及去。”
So what did Joseph do?
你们约瑟是怎么做的？
Well, if it had been me, I would have said, Lord, it's the middle of the night. I'll get up in the morning, I'll have a good breakfast, then I'll get organized, and tomorrow afternoon we'll go down to Egypt.
你如果是我的话，我会说那主啊，这个现在已经是半夜了，明天早上呢，我会早点起，吃个好的早餐，然后把一切都能安排下，然后下午我再去埃及。
Or would you say, as Joseph did, I'm going to get up right now. I know it's the middle of the night, and frankly, I'm dog tired. I'm going to get up right now, and we're going to Egypt. And he goes over and he wakens Mary and he wakens the baby, and they head off to Egypt in the middle of the night.
你认为约瑟是怎么说做的？约瑟说呢，我现在就要去，我知道现在是半夜，虽然我累得像个狗，但是呢，我还是要去。他呢就把玛利亚叫醒，把他儿子叫醒，然后他们一起起来，立刻马上就去了埃及。
So what do you do when that happens to you?
如果这些事情发生在你身上，你会怎么做？
Something like that happened to me last night.
昨天晚上呢，有事情发生在我身上，
I went to bed. I was sound asleep.
所以呢，我就是上了床，然后我就睡着了，
And then the phone rang.
然后电话铃声响了。
I looked at my watch. It said it's midnight.
我看了我的表，这时候是半夜。
I was tired.
我非常的疲惫。
So I said, well, what should I do? Should I just ignore the call?
我对自己说呢，我该怎么做呢？我就不理这个电话。
Or should I speak to him and say, listen, it's midnight. Call me tomorrow.
所以呢，或者说我应该跟他说呢，听好了，这是半夜了，明天再打给我吧。
But I thought, you know, I really should speak to this man. So I answered the call. We had a long conversation. I believe it was a valuable conversation. In part, it was about the Lord Jesus Christ.
这里面就是我就是觉得呢，我应该接这个电话，所以呢，我就接了这个电话，和这个人呢聊了很长时间啊。我认为呢，这是一个非常有价值的谈话，因为呢，我们讲到的都是主耶稣基督。
So I guess I'm encouraged by this story. This young man said, I am going to do it, and he did it.
所以呢，我非常受鼓励，因为这个年轻人，他说呢，我准备去做，但是他确实做了。
Verse 20 then, and he arose and came to his father. But when he was still a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him.
第二节说，那个是起来往他父亲那里去，相离还远。他父亲看见，就动了怜悯之心，跑去抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲吻。
How much does God love you? How much does God love me?
神有多爱你，神有多爱我。
Well, when he was a far way off, he saw this, the father saw him.
就是呢，他相离还远，他父亲看见了他。
Have you ever noticed that you tend to see what you're looking for?
所以呢，就是说你有没有就是注意到呢？当你呢，就是说是在通常会看到你寻求的东西了。
You can train your eye to see things you're looking for. You can also train your eye to not see things you're not looking for.
所以你可以训练你的眼睛去看你盼望的东西，你也可以训练你的眼睛去看，去不看那些你。我盼望的东西。
You'll note that when you're driving your car.
你开车的时候，你知道是这么回事。
You'll note that when you're lost something in the house and you're trying to find it.
你也知道呢，就是当你在那个房间里丢失了什么东西的时候呢，你试图找到的时候。
That's true of God in this sense that God prioritizes what he's looking for, and he is looking.
所以呢，这就是在神那时候也使用的，因为神呢，他把那些他要看的东西放在优先的地位，他在找什么？
I think it's true, from the book of Ecclesiastes, this verse.
所以我认为呢，在那个传道书里这一节经文是这样的。
It says, The eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, looking for the heart that is perfect toward him.
现在就是主的眼睛呢，就是环顾地上，到处寻找，寻找那些呢，对他来说好的那样的心。
When God is looking for at people, who does he see in the crowd?
因为当神呢来看这些，他在寻求人的时候呢，他在一群人中间，他首先看到谁？
He sees the man, the woman whose heart is perfect toward him.
他能看到那些男的、女的，他们的内心呢，在神面前是完全的。
You want to be noticed by God?
你要让你想要引起神的注意吗？
Set your heart to go toward him like this man did.
现在把你的内心设置好，像这样一个人，这样的去到他那里。
And he was looking probably at the gate at the far end of the field.
现在有可能就在那个大门的远处的那个地里看着你。
And one day, probably years after he saw his son last, he saw his son at the gate.
现在就是有一天他会看到那个失丧的儿子来到这个大门口。
So the father saw him. Number two, he had compassion.
第二点呢，他父亲看见就动了怜悯之心。
Would you remember Jesus loves you?
你要记住，主耶稣基督爱你，
He has compassion on you.
他对你有怜悯之心。
All right, number three, he ran.
第三个呢，他跑。
Okay. That's very good. We often think God's not in a hurry.
这个非常好。我们通常呢认为神呢他不着急。
He's in a hurry. He loves us, and he will run to help you.
他是着急的，他爱我们，他跑到我们这里来。
When he got there, he fell on his neck and kissed him.
当那女孩抱着他的颈项，连与他亲吻。
God wants a very close relationship with you and me. And so the father didn't just say, he's coming up the walk. We'll let him cool his heels a while, and then I'll go out and grudgingly talk to him.
因为神呢，他爱我们，他要跟我们有一个非常的亲密的关系。他并没有说呢，看他跑过来了，让他呢凉一会儿，然后呢再休息一会儿，然后我再跟他谈话。
The father fell on his neck and kissed him. Amen.
那个父呢，就是抱着他的颈项呢，连亲吻，哎们。
That's a very encouraging verse.
这是一节非常的受鼓励的经文。
And then his son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight, and am no longer worthy to be called your son.
第二十一节，这儿子对他说：“父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。从今以后，我不配称为你的儿子。
Is that what he planned to say?
”这是他计划要说的吗？
Well, yes, but it's only half of what he planned to say.
当然说的，那只是他的准备要说的话的一半。
What he planned to say, verse 19, ended with this: Make me like one of your hired servants.
因为他准备要说的是在第十九节，你把我当做一个雇工吧。
But his father cut him off. He never did get to that part of the line.
因为那是他的父亲呢，就打断了他的话，他还没来得及说那下半句。
It was not his father's son to make him like a hired servant. It was his father's son to restore him as a son.
你并不是说他父亲的儿子呢，就是说是把他变成了他的一个雇工，是他父亲呢失散了的一个儿子重新回来了当儿子。
So I think when you get discouraged, I think when I get discouraged, I often think of this story. And I say, Lord, you know, I did something foolish. I did a lot of things that were foolish. I made lots of mistakes. But I look at this story and I say, Jesus still loves me. Hallelujah.
因为就是说是，当你呢，就是灰心失去勇气的时候呢，当我灰心失去勇气的时候，我通常呢来看这一个故事。这个故事呢，我就说呢，我呢做了很多愚蠢的事情，我呢犯了很多的错误。但是呢，当我回来看到这个故事的时候呢，我说主耶稣基督，他仍然爱我，哈利路亚。
So, the father cut the son off mid thought, and he didn't let him go on to talk about being a hired servant. Instead, verse 22 and following says what he did do.
这个里面呢，就是说是那个父亲呢打断了他的话，没有让他说完，他要成为他的一个雇工。那么说呢，父亲在第22节讲的什么话？
The father said to his servants, Bring out the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his hand. Put sandals on his feet. Bring the fatted calf here and kill it and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry.
第二节说，父亲就吩咐他的仆人们说：“把那最好的袍子快拿出来给他穿上，把戒指戴在他手上，把鞋穿在他脚上，把那肥牛犊牵来宰了，我们可以吃喝快乐，因为我这个儿子是死而复活、失而又得的。”他们就快乐起来。
Have you noticed that when you return to God, you always get far more than you were contemplating?
你这个里面呢，你有没有注意到呢？当你回到神那里时候呢，你得到的东西远远超过你所思所想。
And God says, you can come, you come back to me, and I will give you what you want, but I'll give you far more.
所以说呢，你回到我这里来，我就会赐给你你想要的，但是呢，我还要赐给你远远超过你想要的。
That's the story of the Christian life. When I came to the Lord Jesus, I expected that he was going to help me a little bit.
这个就是那个基督徒的人生的故事。当我来到主耶稣基督这里的时候呢，我期望他能帮助我一点点。
He helped me a whole lot more than I ever thought I was going to be helped.
因为他帮助了我，就是说远远超过我想的，我认为我会得到的帮助。
And so I say, praise the Lord.
所以我说赞美主。
All right, verse 24 ends with, and they began to be merry.
现在第24节结尾说呢，他们就快乐起来。
When did they stop being merry?
他们什么时候开始快乐的？
When did the father stop rejoicing in the fact that the son came back?
现在那个父亲呢，在什么时候开始呢？就是说，在他儿子回来这个事实，你喜乐呢？
No, it hasn't happened yet. When did the son stop being happy that he came back?
因为他一直没有停下来快乐。那么说呢，那个儿子回来的时候，他什么时候开始喜乐的呢？
Hasn't happened yet. What about the servants? Were they happy that the son came back?
因为那个时候还没有发生，还没有来停止。那么那个仆人们，他们什么时候开始喜乐？当那个儿子回来的时候，
The answer is yep, they're still happy.
答案是，他们仍然在欢喜。
So sometimes I think about some people who became Christians when they came to 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel.
所以呢，我就有时候想到那些来到第16届福音教会的那些人，成为了基督徒。
And when I think about it, I get happy all over again.
另外呢，就是让我想一想，我就又开始高兴起来了。
It's true, I was happy when it happened 60 years ago.
其实也是个事实，在60年前发生这个事情的时候，我都很高兴。
And my friend Doug became a Christian.
我的朋友 Doug 成为基督徒，
Well, that was 60 years ago. I'm still happy.
但是又是这是60年之前，今天我仍然高兴，
And he's still happy.
他也仍然高兴。
And when we get to heaven, we're going to continue to be happy.
当我们去了天堂以后呢，我们会继续的高兴。
All right. So verse number 25 says, Now his older son was in the field, and as he came and drew near to the house, he heard music and dancing.
第25节说，那时大儿子正在田里，他回来离家不远，听见音乐和跳舞的声音。
So this story begins with two people. In verse one, we have the tax collectors and the sinners, and in verse two, we have the Pharisees and the scribes.
因为这个故事呢，开始呢是两类的人。第一节呢，我们有了那个税吏和罪人；第二节呢，我们有了法利赛人和文士们。
And this younger son that we've been reading about, he is like the sinners and the tax collectors. He realized he was a sinner and he came back to God.
所以这个也小儿子在我们读到的，他就像那个税吏和罪人一样的，他意识到他自己是个罪人，他来到神这里。
But this older, sorry, this next older son, verse 25, he's like the Pharisees and the scribes.
所以这个第25节，这个大儿子呢，就像法利赛人和文士一样。
So this older son, verse 25, was in the field. He came and drew near to the house. He heard music and dancing.
因为那个大儿子呢，他那时在田里，他回来离家不远，听见音乐和跳舞的声音。
And he called one of the servants and asked what these mean things meant.
这边叫一个仆人来说，问是什么事儿？
Is that what you would have done?
这就是你应该做的事情吗？
No, I don't think so. I
我
would
的。
have gone to my father and I would have said, Hey, Dad, what's going on? Sounds like we got a party going here. What's happening?
不，我不会这么做。要是我的话呢，我要去找我父亲。我说：“父亲啊，到底发生了什么？怎么样呢？听起来呢，我们这有个欢庆的聚会。
So this older brother didn't really have a very good relationship with his father because he had to ask what was going on from a servant.
因为大儿子呢，他跟他父亲之间的关系呢不怎么亲密，因为他必须去问他的仆人。
There are many people in the world who've got religion.
这世界上很多人呢，他们有宗教，
They might even say they're Christians,
没有可能说呢他们是基督徒。
but they don't have a close relationship with God the Father or God the Son.
但是他们却没有和那个父神、子神呢有那个亲密的关系。
All right, verse 27. And he said to him, Your brother has come, and because he has received him safe and sound, your father has killed the fatted calf.
这机器说仆人说：“你兄弟来了，你父亲因为得他平安无事的回来，把肥牛犊宰了。”
They basically said, Come on in, we're having a party, and the calf is killed, and it's going to be a scrumptious meal. Come on in.
那基本上说呢，啊，进来来，我们有一个欢庆的聚会。这个肥牛犊已经宰了，我们要吃很好的牛肉。
Verse 28 says, But the older son was angry and would not go in.
28节说呢，大儿子却生气，不肯进去。
That's like the Pharisees. We read about them all through the Gospels. All the good happenings, things that are happening, and the Pharisees are always critical.
这个人就像法利赛人一样，我们在福音书里整个的都读得到。当我们一些好的事情发生的时候呢，法利赛人就在那里挑刺。
Anybody can find fault.
因为很多人，任何人都可以找到。
At least they can pretend to find fault.
因为他们有时候呢，就是他就是说是他故意去找错。
And an amazing thing about this older brother.
其实这个就是说令人惊奇的关于这个大儿子的事情。
He didn't love his father. And he didn't love his brother.
他不爱他的父亲，也不爱他的弟弟。
Our responsibility in life is to rejoice at the good things that God does.
因为我们的在我们人生的责任，就是说是在神在我们心上行的美事里头喜乐。
And when God does things that makes him happy, you and I say, I'm going to be happy with those things.
现在呢，神呢，就是让一些事情让其他一些人高兴的时候呢，你说我也要在他们那个事情里感到高兴。
And when God does things that makes our brothers and sisters happy, we say, I'm going to be happy with those things.
但是呢，做那些事情让我们的弟兄姊妹们高兴的时候呢，你说呢，我也要在他们的那些事情里高兴。
Don't be the critic. You be the one who rejoices with those who rejoice. You be the one who weeps with those who weep.
现在不要去批判，不要去挑刺，要与喜乐的人同喜乐，与哀哭的人同哀哭。
Verse 28.
28节。
It says, He was angry and would not come in. Therefore, his father came out and pleaded with him.
28节，大儿子就生气不肯进去，他父亲就出来劝他。
What is the message of the Bible?
圣经传递的信息是什么？
Well, basically, it's the father pleading with men and women, boys and girls like you and me. Pleading with us and saying, Come on in, I want you to come to my party.
那基本上呢，就是说是那个父神呢，他劝你我，劝那个男女、男孩、女孩，就是来进来，我们有一个欢庆的宴会。
In the last chapter we studied, chapter 14, the people made excuses so they didn't have to go to the party.
那就是我们在那个上一章里学到的那些人呢，他们找借口，所以他们不来参加这样的欢宴。
In this case, the brother complains and says, I don't want to party with a brother. My brother did something bad. I won't forgive him. I don't even want to go to his party.
这个故事里呢，这个大儿子呢，他说呢，我不喜欢我这个弟弟，我这个弟弟干了很多坏事，我也不喜欢我这个父亲，他给他们来举行这个欢宴，我不想进去参加他们的欢宴。
The father loved the older son. The father loved the younger son. The older son didn't love anybody but himself.
所以呢，父爱大儿子，父爱小儿子，但这个大儿子呢，不爱父，不爱弟弟，他不爱任何人，他只爱自己，
So shame on him.
所以他应该感到羞耻。
All right, well, our time is gone again, and so we're going to stop in the middle of the story. We always stop in the middle of the story.
因为我们的故时间也到了，我们今天必须在故事的中间停下来。我们呢总是在故事的中间停下来，
Keep coming back.
要保持回来。
Again tonight, we saw much about the love of our Father. Praise the Lord. God is love.
因为呢，再一次，我们今天呢看到了我们天上的父是什么样的，要赞美主神就是爱。
So let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you that you are a loving God. You're even a forgiving God. And you listen to the heart of those who are grieved and say, I'm sorry, I did it wrong.
所以是父啊，我们主啊，我们要感谢您呢。您不仅仅是一个慈爱的神，您也是个恕罪的神。您呢去听那些就是说是伤心的人说呢，就是我做错了，我要回到您这里来。
Help us, Lord, to be humble and to be repentant and continue, we pray, to invite us back to your party.
最主要就是全年的帮助我们，谦卑帮助我们悔改，让我们呢，就是全年呢，一直的持续的邀请我们进入您的欢宴。
And so we thank you for these stories and we pray that we might learn from them and live by them.
所以我们感谢这些故事，我们祷告呢，我们可以从中学到东西，并且呢，靠着它活。
And we ask these things now in Jesus' name and give thanks.
我们祈求这些都是奉主耶稣基督的名，并献上感恩。
Amen.
Amen。
Amen. So again, thank you for tonight. Look forward to seeing you next week. And if you're able on Zoom, maybe tomorrow in person or Zoom, good to see you. Lord bless us all.
也再次感谢大家，就是说，如果你可以，那就继续的来参加我们的学习，在中午上或者明天呢，在那个教堂里跟大家见面。如果你能来，那个主呢赐福给我们大家所有的人。